1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, imprisoned in London, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department over the publishing of leaked U.S. military and diplomatic documents. That from newly unsealed court documents. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The U.S. made the deal with Assange, and it's expected to set him free for time served in British custody as he was fighting extradition. Assange will make his plea in a U.S. district court in the Northern Mariana Islands. He's then expected to return to his home in Australia.
A new military aid package for Ukraine is expected to contain more artillery, ammunition, and missiles, says a U.S. official. The federal judge in the Donald Trump classified documents case heard arguments about a defense request to throw out the case and a request for a limited gag order by the special counsel. No rulings yet. There's no slowdown in U.S. weapons shipments to Israel, says the State Department, denying a claim by the Israeli prime minister. This is ABC News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today presented the department's annual Trafficking in Persons Report. This year's report examining the growing role of digital technology in human trafficking.
Trafficking networks target and recruit victims online, through social media, through dating apps, through gaming platforms. Perpetrators conduct financial transactions in opaque cryptocurrencies. They use encryption to make it harder to detect their activities or ascertain the countries where they're operating. And increasingly, traffickers coerce their victims into participating in online scams.
Blinken said the same digital technology can be used to uncover trafficking and hold traffickers accountable. The athletic clothing company Under Armour has agreed to pay $434 million to settle a class action lawsuit from investors who accused the company of manipulating sales figures and failing to disclose adverse information to investors. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes form during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders, and a couple of bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 70s. Sun shines back for tomorrow. Not as muggy, but warm. Highs upper 80s.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7
You're
WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, he need cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, it's my twin's birthday today, and I want to wish him a big happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Jaleesa and Jelaine. This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry, working together with clients to design, perform, create, and accomplish. You can check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com or give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
I hear rumors we might have Chuck on later today.
You know, I did let him know last minute in an email that he was welcome, so we will see.
I know he listens to the show, so put the bat alert out for the big concrete, concrete silhouette instead of a bat.
Yeah.
Like a brick or something.
Like a symbol for Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, we got our, guest laughing. That's good. We got, Dr. Stately, who's a CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and our friend, and there's so many things after your name too that I won't mention, and they're all good though. They're all good. And it's great to have you on, and just hear great things. And we truly here at Native Roots Radio are blessed to have you on Native Roots Radio, Dr. Stately. And I just want to say one thing too. Years ago when COVID first hit, a good friend of mine, Maggie Lorenz, was talking to me about how a Native American community clinic really stepped up when people in St. Paul here in the Harding area needed food during COVID. And I just want to say, you know, I remember that, and the good things that you do and your organization does. I just am really happy to have you on. And as always,
thank you. I really appreciate that. How are you guys doing tonight? How are you enjoying the weather? Are you enjoying the weather right now?
Well, it's better than rain, but I did my walk and I had to turn around because I started too late. I didn't want to walk today because some days you have to take a day off, and it was very humid and hot. I don't want to complain, but you know, I'm at that age now where I complain about everything. And the weather is on top of my list.
Yeah, no, it's probably too hot for some folks to be outside because it's just humid. So like 4 or 5 days of straight rain makes the earth really wet. And like, I don't know, like my backyard that I put so much effort into beautifying and making ready for my niece's graduation party, we just rained out. And it's like a big old mosh pit of soup back there, so. But I think that's just kind of like we're going to be in this little heat dome for a while. I think until tomorrow midday. So. at that. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. It's bad in New York and out east and Illinois, and it's a big it's a big heat wave. And I know Wendy, who's a little under the weather today, being close to the ocean, they don't get it. But just, you know, 20 miles away in the city, it's blazing in there in New York City.
Yeah, for sure. And it's probably too hot for a lot of people to be outside, especially if you have lung conditions or you're elderly or you have other things. It's going to just feel like you're carrying around an extra. Makes me think of like when my babies were first born and I had one of those little things on my, like a baby thing, baby holder. And yeah. Twins, and they were like, you know, things. And that's what it feels like. It feels like I'm carrying extra weight around. Like I just want to lay down and go to sleep. So.
Yeah, it's definitely, if the weather affects us too. And I remember last year too, when we had a month of terrible air coming from Canada. And when it first happened, Wendy and I were like trying to look for the people in our neighborhood who were having a fire in their backyard, but it was not that. We were ready to track them down and yell at them, and it was like coming from Canada. We didn't know what the heck.
You show up in your Smokey the Bear outfit.
Have a dog.
No, I mean, I think it's there. I do like the weather. I like the sunshine, but I couldn't live without the humidity. But that's just the way it goes. We've had a couple of glorious months of nice weather, so it's gonna happen. I kind of feel like Minnesota and muggy weather in the summertime kind of go together. They're the same thing. So
right,
kind of like what we've had since I was a kid, pretty much.
Right. Well, we're
waiting. All of our bodies of water.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're waiting for that invite.
Take my braid.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's sacred.
It's very sacred. Indigenous.
Safe, yeah. Yeah.
You could go swimming in a pool and still be fast with that little braid.
It's true.
That would be a good native name, too. Little Braid. Oh, wow.
Little I'm Braid. Sure home. Oh, yeah, geez.
Oh my gosh, we regress. I know you can't stay with us the whole show. You have an emergency after this, and while you're out doing that emergency, could you pick me one up too?
Oh yeah, an extra car or two.
Me too, please.
Yeah, I'm helping her to
make
a good decision. Oh, young people. I mean, I think about like when I was a kid. For my first car, I'm like, oh, I want it to be big engine. I want it to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
And think about things like gas and gas mileage and insurance and, you know, how am I going to pay for this? She was like, well, how am I going to pay for it? I said, well, why don't you do what I did when I was a teenager? I used my first check from college to buy my car.
Oh.
She goes, well, how did you pay for tuition? I said, I don't know. I figured that out later.
Right.
So, I needed a car to get to college.
Right. Well, immediate gratification, I think, does fall in the realm of being young. And I know I was into that. I had a fast car, but gasoline was like 25 cents. And then it got.
Oh, God. Back then? Holy cow. How old are you?
63.
Aren't we the same age? I was like, you know, I don't remember it being 25 cents for a gallon of gas, really.
Well, it was like 28 cents, but then it started going up, and then I know 50 cents was kind of like, okay, I can put $2 in my tank and cruise all night. And then, you know, cigarettes were cheap, and I was smoking and driving my Chevy.
Cruising and playing your 8-track radio, your 8-track cassettes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely jerry-rigged, and I had a cassette player. Cassettes were happening.
Yeah.
The 8-tracks only lasted a few years, and, you know, if you were, like, not in a good way, and when it would skip to the next track in the middle of a song, that was very disruptive.
I know, you had to go, like, you couldn't rewind like on a cassette. You had to like skip through all the things and go back.
Right.
It's a pain in the butt, but yeah. Haley has no idea what we're talking about, by the way. Most of the people listening don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah. Dago, what did you ask me when I was over at your house last week? You said you wanted to get all of your songs on a flash drive to listen to.
Yeah, well, because then I can control my song.
Very 2005 of you.
Right, exactly. Well, it's still called the flash drive, isn't it?
It is. Okay. But there's like Apple Music and iTunes and all these great
platforms. Then also nobody uses flash drives anymore. They use like Dropbox and send things virtually through the cloud now. My kids are always asking me where the cloud is, because I'll be like, oh, it's in the cloud. They're like, where is it? I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, is it up there? I was like, no, it's like, I don't know. It's out there somewhere. Like, don't ask me. I do stuff. It's all magic to me anyway. I don't know where any of it is. So
you just got to tell them it's in a sacred place, and chill out, young warriors.
Yes, I'm going to start doing that for myself. Yes.
It'll come to you when it's supposed to come to you. Oh,
Oh, my God, yes.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and it's a Monday with Dr. Stately. Ho!
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. If you need new windows for your home or business, I highly recommend 952 Windows. They offer windows and doors with the longest warranties and Energy Star's number one most efficient ratings. I can personally vouch for them, having known the owner for decades. They did a fantastic job on our second floor addition 20 years ago, installing windows, roofing, siding, and even adding a master bedroom and bathroom. In my opinion, they're one of the most best-kept secrets in remodeling. As Onyx Bath and Rosebud Cabinet Dealers, 952 Windows guarantees top-quality products. Until now, 952 Windows thrived on referrals and the loyalty of satisfied window light customers. They continue to support these customers by providing warranty parts for the 80,000 windows sold since 1994. For unbeatable deals and trusted service on windows, doors, roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more, call 952 Windows or visit 952windows.com.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, I do. Hey, we're Dr. Stately here, President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And I'm not too sure what we were talking about last segment, but I got to tell you this, Dr. Stately. I was at Enda Young today and for a meeting, and Sherry Reimers was there, and she had some good things to say. It's just an amazing, we have amazing things happening in the Native community by Natives, in we just don't talk about them enough, and Enda Young is a great example.
Yeah, no, I know they're a great, wonderful organization, and I think that so much of the, you know, they have this beautiful new building. It's inspiring for me to go and visit them when they did the ground, when they had their open house for their new building on University Avenue there, like off of it's near Dale, I think, right?
Right.
And you know, it was such a beautiful space, and it's like they've done so much, so many amazing things. And you know, Sherry is herself, just as an individual, also is like, in all transparency, by the way, she's a relative, so her mother was a cousin. But that's not why I think she's amazing. She's amazing because she's just done a bunch of other things. Just one more amazing thing about her is that she's a relative. But you know, she's done some amazing work there, and she's like, you know, but in her personal life too, she's overcome so much adversity. It's like,
right,
you know, she lost some relatives, like around the beginning of the pandemic. She had a stroke, she recovered from that, and she's leading a tremendously important organization, doing really, really important work in our community around, you know, supporting young people who are houseless or who are, like, you know, aging out of the foster care system and struggling to kind of find their footing in the world. And like, her organization does really, really important work. So
They have 42 clients living there. We were talking about something else. We were there's a committee I'm on, and it was housed there today, and she stopped in because we were talking about housing, and there was a lot of good things, like Kate Beans there too, and just talking about, you know, really talking to this group about having Native run organizations running things like this, as opposed to we work for other organizations and then nothing gets done because they don't really work in our ways. And I'm sure over the years, not so much at the Native American Community Clinic, but other places that you've worked with, there's always that little dark cloud when they don't trust us with the money and doing good things for our own people.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in this community in South Minneapolis, and I remember being like at different organizations, and the organizations were either like, you know, the majority of the leadership or the majority of the people leading those organizations sometimes were like not necessarily Native people. They weren't considered to be like eligible for leader positions because we didn't have degrees and those kinds of things. And yeah, you know, there's, you know, certainly like there's, you know, there's many different ways to sort of to step into and be a leader in our community. And like, not all of those things require advanced degrees, right? And there was a system in place in the, certainly within the 60s, 70s, and early 80s that prevented us from being able to have those positions. But we're in a different place now. I think there's I went away. I remember, I think I've talked about this before and on our show. It's like, I left here when I was 23 in 1985, and I moved to the West Coast, and I was gone for 20 some years. And I came back in 2009, and like the place just was so different. Like, you know, almost all of the leaders of the organizations, the Native organizations that serve the Twin Cities, are almost all of the executive officers, our leaders are Native, right? Mm-hmm. We are investing in growing our own leadership. I feel like in our communities, we're doing, you know, some of that work. Certainly have a lot more to go. I think about even within my own clinic, like we have, you know, we have some work to do in that area. Like, you know, I've talked about in my own clinic about how, you know, we need to have more people, more Indigenous people and more people of color in leadership roles. And we're working strategically on that within our organization. That's, you know, it's important that the entities that serve our community reflect the people that we're serving and the community that we come from. And those are, I see that is something that significantly changed from, like, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
And yeah, I talk a lot about this over the years with Wendy, and when Wendy's old job of being infectious disease pharmacist at the University of Minnesota and worked with HIV patients. And when a Native person would come in, she would ask, you know, what nation are you from? And then they would be happy to know that, because, you know, people like to glob us as one people, and we're many nations, and especially here in Minnesota with almost, what I heard today, almost 80,000 Native Americans living in the Twin Cities, and one of the biggest populations, if not in the United States. And she'd break that wall down and say, well, my husband's Ho-Chunk. And then they would talk to her, you know, and So there's that invisible wall because of the way we've been treated for 500 years that that natives and allies that you know can really knock down and talk to our people, and it's a hard road if we have you know people that aren't in our community talking at us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that no, it's always wonderful. I love that story when you talk to me about, you remind me that your wife Wendy used to work in that field, in that area, and she'd take the time to sort of like ask her patients that would come in who they are and where they're from. That's a fundamental way that we as Indigenous people sort of relate to each other. We build our relationships off from the very beginning. We don't, you know, we ask them like, well, who are your people? Where are you from? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is about relationship building, and that's a really core function of who we are. Mm-hmm. And how we walk through the world. We want to understand how am I related to you? Mm-hmm. And if we're not related to you, we find a way to sort of like build a relationship, because that's a real core function of who we are. We practice practically everything in our lives from a relational worldview. So, but I love that, you know, it's important to have allies like that within all kinds of spaces, and healthcare, mm-hmm. and education, you know, geez, even banking, I suppose, you know, mm-hmm. like trust somebody to take care of my money. I want to know that they're good people. But like, so having allies in all these spaces are really important to us. It's the only way we're really going to get a lot of the sort of the work that we need to get done in our communities and across the finish line is by having allies that are non-Native align with us and support the things we're trying to accomplish. And sometimes it's their my relationships with non-Indigenous people in certain conditions, I tell them that this is your responsibility. Like, mm-hmm. if we have a relationship and we are relatives, and I need you to step into a space that is that only you can enter, mm-hmm. or you have more privilege in that area, I need you to step into that space and have a meaningful conversation about something that has an impact on me and my family and my community. Mm-hmm. Like, the nature of our relationship is that I expect you to do that. Like, yeah. I advocate and fight for equality across all kinds of communities, even communities that are non-Indigenous that I have relationships with. Like, I only fight for equality for Indian people. I fight for equality for everybody. I happen to tell people all of the time, and I really believe this, like, you know, we are the worst, we have some of the worst conditions in all kinds of places, mental health, all across health metrics, economics, education, you know, employment, all kinds of things. So when we build systems and when we address these systemic issues and we build into the walls of these systems the capacity to take better care of Indigenous people, and we do a better job of that, everybody benefits, because if you take care of the people at the very bottom of the rung, everybody rises. So when I'm telling my white allies or people I'm trying to recruit to be white allies, it's like, listen, like, when we do better, everybody does better. You'll do better. Everybody will do better. Everybody will have better health care. Everybody will have better this, better that. Like, if you take good care of the people that are forgotten and left behind, because you create the structure to address those inequities.
Well, one good way that doing better, I know when Ho-Chunk brought out the vaccine, and I know your clinic brought out the vaccine right in the beginning, we had the governor and everybody come visit us because it was so mm-hmm. smooth. And that's a great example of just recently of us doing better and everybody else doing better.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of what happened during that time too was we had extra resources. We had additional vaccines, additional capacity, mm-hmm. and a lot of other communities didn't have that. And so when we demonstrate who we are as Indigenous people, we step into that space and we take
it. Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, imprisoned in London, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department over the publishing of leaked U.S. military and diplomatic documents. That from newly unsealed court documents. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The U.S. made the deal with Assange, and it's expected to set him free for time served in British custody as he was fighting extradition. Assange will make his plea in a U.S. district court in the Northern Mariana Islands. He's then expected to return to his home in Australia.
A new military aid package for Ukraine is expected to contain more artillery, ammunition, and missiles, says a U.S. official. The federal judge in the Donald Trump classified documents case heard arguments about a defense request to throw out the case and a request for a limited gag order by the special counsel. No rulings yet. There's no slowdown in U.S. weapon shipments to Israel, says the State Department, denying a claim by the Israeli prime minister. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are reminding voters what's at stake on the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
President Biden is ready to sign Tammy Baldwin's Women's Health Protection Act that would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. And he's been very clear. Politicians should not be making our health care choices.
Many Republicans say abortion laws should be left to states. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is opposed to introducing electronic ballots in Wisconsin ahead of the presidential election. Disability Rights Wisconsin filed a lawsuit in April claiming people with disabilities can't file paper ballots without help, which violates their right to a secret ballot. In a hearing Monday, Call said electronic ballots would cause confusion and security risks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Justin Timberlake, while performing in front of a sold-out crowd in Chicago, addressed his recent driving while sloppy drunk charge in the Hamptons from the stage, telling the audience it's been a tough week. The crowd, most of whom probably spent an entire paycheck to get in, went crazy, showing rabid support for their idol as he continues to negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's gonna be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruise was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, her team, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry, Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 70s. Sun shines back for tomorrow. Not as muggy, but warm. Highs upper 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Ah-ha! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is, and a great sponsor for all these years here at Native Roots Radio. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Roots Radio. It's Roots or Roots, either or.
So, yeah, the weather, talking about the weather and, you know, all these things and, you know, the grids being really used up, especially when you're using air conditioning all the time. And, you know, it's just a crazy time to live because we're at a change here. And I know AI, we talk about AI all the time. And one of the things that AI is doing is changing, you know, I mean, AI could maybe figure out the cure to cancer, you know, but yet it's also going to use AI to have Trump pretend that he's a good guy or have him say something or have Biden say something that mm-hmm. inappropriate and it looks like it's real. So there's all these slippery slopes.
Yeah. Well, and I wanted to bring this up, too, because I think we talked about AI for quite a bit in a segment on this past Friday with State Senator Mary Kunesh. Mm. And, you know, we talk a lot about the power grid and solar energy and fossil fuels and everything with Bob Blake from Red Lake, who owns Solar Bear and is CEO of Native Sun. So, you know, I think AI has a lot of benefits, hopefully, that we can try to round up and use to the best of our abilities to advance us in whatever way that is. But this is something that I didn't think about that kind of was brought to my attention just in the previous segment when we were talking about the cloud with Dr. Stately. And it's like, I don't know where the cloud is. You know, no one's ever seen it. No one, I don't know if people know too much about it. So AI is... This is an article that came out from the Washington Post and Post Climate here. They're saying AI is exhausting the power grid and tech firms are seeking a miracle solution. Mm. So the massive electricity consumption of artificial intelligence, which is AI, is driving an expansion of fossil fuel use. So including delaying the retirement of some coal-fired plants. So I don't know if this is going to move us, you know, forward a couple steps and then just back a lot more steps. I don't really know where we're headed with this.
Yeah, we won't know until we know. And a lot of smarter people are probably working on this than me, but it'd be a good time to put some solar panels on top of your building. And yeah, I mean, I never really even thought about that. But, you know, we're at this climate change to the max here. And, you know, Mankato is getting really blasted there. There's a dam down there in Mankato, Minnesota, where the levee or the dam is ready to break.
Yeah, it looked like some of the land did cave in around the dam and the river water started going around it. But yeah, I mean, there's just been tons of flooding and thankful for the rain. I mean, you know, our crops need it and our soil mm-hmm. needs it. But like this flooding, I don't know. So some native cultures see rain as, you know, not only as a support for life, but also as a blessing and kind mm-hmm. of like a cleansing for the earth. And ceremonies, prayers, ritual art, songs, and even like dances, you know, are among the many ways that native people acknowledge and help to maintain balance in the natural world. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of these floodings and even just up north along the North Shore here in Minnesota, along Gitchigami, Lake Superior. I don't know where this is headed, but at least we got the rain. I mean, it's a little too much, but.
Right. Yeah. And well, it took care of that 4-year drought, but then if you have your fields half full of a lake and nothing can grow there anyways, you know, it's a catastrophe for the farmer and the consumer and all the way down.
Yeah. And even our roads, I was starting to see a lot of concrete and roads buckling up.
Concrete. That reminds me, we're going to have a guest talking about concrete and masonry, Chuck Monette of Native Concrete and Masonry. And we love supporting his business and people have been calling him and keep it going. This is a time to get your concrete looked at.
Yeah, exactly. Even your garage slabs and like the flooding that comes into people's garage. I know people's basements that are made of concrete. I mean, they're going to need some resources.
Yeah, definitely. And it's amazing. I just want to shift gears, Haley, just for 1 second. And we always get a lot of good questions and responses on our chat here. We're on X, Twitter, or it used to be Twitter. We're on Facebook and YouTube. And so we have people, you know, asking us questions here and come in and listen to our show every day. And I really like what Allison asked there. And, you know, I think part of what she's asking is if there's any suggestions how we white allies can be supportive. And I think right away, I on top of my head is don't speak for us, get educated about us. You know, we aren't a pan-Indian, you know, like Ho-Chunks really don't do, you know, dream catchers. You know, that's not
their TPs.
That's right. Or teepees, we do a chapoteque, which is more like a, I guess would be a wigwam for some people. And I know this native lives in a house in Mac Roveland. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, you know, learn, educate yourself and read the correct history books, read books written by native authors and hear their stories, come out to community events. You know, there's always something going on, especially in Minneapolis along the American Indian Cultural Corridor, whether that's events or, you know, gallery artists speaking on their work. I mean, just come stay out, come develop relationships, and then you can bring these relationships and what you learn back to your communities where, you know, there are less represented groups, and you can talk about, you know, hey, I learned this from so-and-so from this community, and just building those relationships. And I mean, that's all that matters. You know, whenever when we were at the Red Lake, Minneapolis Tribal Nations College grand opening, there was a ton of allies there.
Yeah.
And it really just like warmed my heart to see so many people interested in supporting, you know, these great things that we're able to do and complete in our native communities.
You know, and the tide's changing slowly, and people are, I guess, act respectful is one of the first things that I want to say. It's really strange. I don't want to say where I was, but I've been like, I've had my medallion on, and people have just come up and touched it.
Yeah.
And, you know, feel like that they can touch that because we're not, I don't know, we're not human or we're second-class citizens. And then a good friend of ours, I ran into Corey Medina and his band and his great band. I ran into him and his family. And a person came up and just grabbed his pony or his braid.
Right.
And yeah. Like,
and that's
what the hell.
Yeah. That's one that I hear about a lot. I think too, it's just maybe that they're so excited and fascinated. I really don't know, but the hair thing is just, you know, being educated. And when you go to powwows, you know, learn, you know, not to go up and touch people's regalia. Regalia is, you know, what they're wearing and what they're dancing with. And it's special, it's sacred, because, you know, a lot of the time the things that we make are done with, you know, prayer and other things behind it. So that's definitely why it's not just something we're wearing.
Really good point on that. Really. And it's just to kind of change your thinking. And I know I complain about this all the time, but, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, land acknowledgements were kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
And I know people would get asked to do a land acknowledgement at certain events. And at first it was like, yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's to make the audience feel better about stealing our land. And I think what people have come to believe, at least the native people, is that land acknowledgements are for everyone else. We know where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it felt like people were being tokenized. I know I have in the past, and you know, my land acknowledgement was like, give us back our land, you know.
And that'd be mine too.
Yeah, and acknowledge that. But that's a thing that's kind of changed and morphed. It was kind of exciting that we were being asked that at first, and then it got to be, okay, we're tokenized here now too.
Yeah. Well, another thing that comes to mind too in supporting Indigenous people, I would say, you know, come out to, there's always so many farmers markets, especially during the summer. Like, just come buy Native even. Like, if you need soap, if you are looking for something naturally made, I mean, find an Indigenous person who makes it. Like, I know Simone Rendon of Edible Arts, she goes out and forages all of her own products herself.
Good point.
So you know exactly where it's coming from, you know, what part of the earth it's picked from, and you know it's with good intent. So I want to mention the Four Sisters Farmers Market again with NACTI. I know we just got a little over a minute here, but Four Sisters Farmers Market happens in Minneapolis along the American Indian Cultural Corridor, and it's every Thursday from June to October. And Native Roots Trading Post, we were just out there this past Thursday vending.
Yeah,
we had our t-shirts and scarves. The scarves were a big hit. So I want to put out some more dates that will be at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. That'll be September 19th, October 17th, and next up July 18th. And then the whole month of August, we'll be at the Minnesota State Fair. So cool. Make sure to come see us.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll have some serious swag there. And it's exciting that at the fair, and we're part of the Dayton's Project, and during the Christmas season, that we can not only bring our wares, but support Native artists and the community, and in a good way.
Yeah, and you know, it's more than just clothing too. If that's not your thing, we've got fresh produce and locally grown foods, and candles, really everything you need.
Right on. Hey, good plug. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and it's a Monday, and it's humid, and it's nice, so I'm not going to complain, but I do have the air conditioning on, so I'm working on the grid here, too, a little bit. Oh, wow.
That's great. I think we all are.
We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Imagine over 7,000 voices from around the globe coming together in harmony in Minneapolis. This summer, Gala Courses Festival 2024 comes to Minnesota. It's the world's largest LGBTQ+ singing event. From July 10th to 14th, Minneapolis will be transformed into a vibrant city of song. Join 122 courses from places as far as China, Estonia, Finland, Ukraine, and Taiwan for 5 unforgettable days of wall-to-wall concerts, workshops, and social events. Revel in the joy and pride of this extraordinary festival at world-class venues like Orchestra Hall, the Minneapolis Convention Center, and Central Lutheran Church. The last festival in 2016 united over 6,000 singers, and this year's promises to be even bigger. Feel the energy in person by purchasing tickets at galacourses.org or stream every performance live and on demand at galacourses.org. Celebrate love, diversity, and the power of music at Gala Courses Festival 2024, where every voice matters. That's July 10th through the 14th in downtown Minneapolis.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, who do we have on the line here? Haley?
Hello?
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Hey, great pretty good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, great to have you on. It's awesome to have you on, and let's talk a little bit about your business, because here at Native Roots Radio, we love supporting Native businesses, and what do you exactly do here? And I know by listening to the ads and things like that, you do sidewalks, you do masonry, do all these things that people need. Let's talk a little bit about that and how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I think right now one of the biggest things is I kind of nicknamed Minnesota Rainforest right now because all the rain. But, the sidewalks seem to be heaving, buckling. Patios are cracking due to all the rain. And I believe it's a lack of a Class 5 base. A lot of times I tear the stuff out and there's no Class 5. Or it's been jacked up with styrofoam or something like that. Yes, excuse me. I raced in here. I heard you guys on the radio. I'm like, whoa, I'm on the radio today. I better hurry up and get on.
Well, why
I didn't know. I didn't check my email lately.
while you're catching your breath, let's give the number out there. It's 612-597-0421. Anytime's a good time to call.
Yeah, anytime. 7 in the morning to 7 at night's fine. I was going to say too some more about the rain. I mean, mm-hmm. We do chimneys. A lot of times chimneys don't have concrete caps, or their concrete caps are cracked, or their flue liners are cracked, and you'll get water damage down through the hole there, or even joints in the chimney itself have holes in them, or the brick are eroded away. You know, we replace that or rebuild chimneys, tuck pointing, whatever.
Right.
And, there's retaining walls. We just finished a large retaining wall down in Minnetonka that was collapsing onto a driveway. Mm. Once we took it down, it wasn't sitting on anything but dirt. You know, it was like 10 feet tall. We should have had probably, 8 to 10 inches of Class 5 under there compacted, and there wasn't anything. So, wow. Of course, I'll send you some pictures of that. Maybe we can put that on your guys' website or your Facebook or whatever. And I know I'm a friend with you guys on Facebook. You should be able to see that. I'm going to post that, I think, later today or tomorrow morning. But,
It sounds like, too, you do a lot of fixing people's work that really maybe shouldn't be laying bricks there. I mean, there's a lot of you're the real deal, and we got a lot of pretenders out there.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I started laying brick right out of high school. I wish I would have went to college, but I didn't. But started laying brick out of high school with my dad, and he taught me for about 4 or 5 years. And from there, I went on to the Union. I was laying brick and block for the Union for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Worked down at Twin Stadium, first Super Target United States in Overland Park, Kansas. Wow. That was an adventure. But, come to find out, there's a fault that runs through Kansas there, and the Super Target we built was earthquake proof, so we had every single core was rebar and concrete around the whole darn thing.
Wow.
And, I've been doing that quite a while. Thanks to my dad. My dad's the greatest. He just one of the best bricklayers I've ever seen. And of course I gotta throw a plug out to my daughter Bella too. She's my number one fan, so I told her I'd mention her today. Oh, right by the way, happy birthday to your daughters.
Yes, I'm blessed to have two smart daughters that are doers and doing really well, and really excited. Let's give out some more information. We can see on Facebook, Native Concrete Masonry, the number 612-597-0421. You'll be talking to the owner, And, you know, he's the one making the decisions, and it's not like some big corporation. You're talking to the owner, and they're going to get Chuck is going to get things done for you.
Yeah, I'm a smaller company, more intimate, one-on-one with the homeowners. I go out there, I take the pictures, I do estimating, talk to them about what needs to be done, give them a price. Once everything is agreed on, we just proceed, you know, and haven't had a complaint in 25 years.
That's cool. So in the heat, does the concrete buckle like it does on the highway sometimes, or is that just tar?
Mostly tar. Concrete can buckle with extreme heat. But like with driveways, I was going to mention the driveways. We do a lot of driveways. Mm-hmm. We'll pour that 5,000 PSI. We run number 4 rebar, 2 foot on center each way, grid-wise. Patios, we use 4,500 PSI. Sidewalks, 4,500 PSI. Fiber reinforcement, broom finish, control cuts in the driveway, no more than 10 feet squares. Wow. So,
that's cool because, you know, you see those big driveways where they don't have that. They crack up after a few years.
Yeah, I was just at a, I don't know if you know Lyle Iron Moxon.
I know of him.
Yeah, he was, I think he ran with the original AIM members back in the 70s. But I was at his house. He just bought a house in Champlin, and he's had me look at his driveway, and it's cracked right straight down the middle. So we kind of assessed that and talked about that and gave him my feedback on that and a price. And sounds like we'll be doing that here soon. But, you know, a lot of these old things, like some of these basement floors we run into down in Minneapolis are only an inch thick.
Wow.
So you take you take a claw hammer and hammer it out. So these days, you know, we pour everything at least 4 inches thick, basement floors. We do drain tile. It's all this water and rain. Foundations are leaking with no drain tile. You know, we can saw cut some of the floor, put in drain tile, some pumps, tuck point the foundation, exterior, interior. There's so many ways to fix things. A lot of people don't know how.
Well, I know I don't, and it sounds like you do it all. Haley, do you have a question?
What is the PS5 stuff that you guys were talking about that you were saying most people don't use?
Oh, the pounds per square inch. That's the strength of the concrete. So, like with footing mix, footing mix typically you go like 3,000, 3,500, where you would think it'd be more. And then rebar reinforcement embedded in the concrete. 5,000 to 6,000 PSI is pretty common in driveways, strongest.
That's cool. Hey, let's give out the number again. And let's give out your number again. And I know you got a busy schedule here, and we didn't mean to give you a heart attack running to the phone, but we appreciate you coming on. And it's 612-597-0421. That's 612-597-0421. And you're going to be talking to the man and set up an appointment. And you can see that Chuck's knows what he's talking about. And we really appreciate you coming on here and educating our listeners.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions, please give me a call.
Right on. Thanks, Chuck, for coming on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops to Ground and...
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday Tangents. Talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming.